free to browse profiles and find someone on your wavelength at classicfmromance.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock. As millions start paying hundreds of pounds more in household bills, the Conservatives are accusing Labour of making things worse by mishandling the economy. Higher costs for water, energy, council tax and mobile phones kick in today. And Tory leader Kemi Badenoch claims the national insurance increase for employers will be mainly passed on to workers.
It did not have to happen. We warned them. And yet Labour refused to listen. This jobs tax is a tax on your pay packet, a tax on those who work hard, do the right thing, and want a better future for their children.
Ministers say millions will benefit from increases to the minimum and living wages. Three people have died after a bus and a car crashed and caught fire near Heathrow. Police in West London were called last night to an area of Feltham, not far from the airport. A seven-figure payout has been agreed in a lawsuit filed against Celtic Football Club over claims of historical sexual abuse. 30 former Celtic Boys Club players brought a group action. Our reporter Becky Clark has more from Glasgow.
Thompson solicitors say around 70% of cases have been settled by Celtic PLC for a seven-figure sum. It's after a judge gave the go-ahead for a US-style class action group lawsuit in 2023. We've contacted the club for comment. It's previously said it's appalled by any form of historic abuse.
Ministers say trade deal talks with the US are well advanced, but it's not clear if that's enough to avoid tariffs on car imports to America scheduled tomorrow. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra is to team up with Grateful Dead founder Bobby Weir for a concert in June. They'll play the band's classic songs performed with a full orchestra for the first time in the UK. It will be Bobby's first appearance at the Royal Albert Hall. He's previously played with America's National Symphony Orchestra at the Kennedy Center in Washington. And the weather, plenty of sunshine, but breezy in the south and west, a high of 18 in the Highlands. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Very optimistic sounding weather forecast. Husband and wife are about to be reunited here on Classic FM. Passion and emotion to come.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Definitely a spring-like feeling for an afternoon, that piece of music by Debussy. It's part of Preludes, book number one, The Girl with the Flaxen Hair. Young Markle conducting the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. And beforehand, back together, husband and wife, the Adagio of Spartacus and Phrygia, high-octane musical romance by composer from Armenia, Khachaturian. The Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra were playing, and their conductor was Kirill Karabits. 2:15 on Classic FM, where Saint-Saëns is centre stage next for you and me this afternoon. A man had a brilliant mind, and his formidable intellect was not just limited to music, actually. He had a profound interest in and knowledge of geology, botany, butterflies and math. And his hobbies, his interests included philosophy, archaeology and astronomy, of which, particularly the last, he remained a talented amateur in later life. For his musical talent, no questions need to be asked when you have Danse Macabre. The Basel Symphony Orchestra under Ivor Bolton playing Danse Macabre by Camille Saint-Saëns here on Classic FM, where in a moment or two we'll hear something from the King of Ragtime after we've heard the King of the High Seas, Luciano Pavarotti.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
most famous tune, beloved of ice cream vans up and down the country this time of year. The Entertainer by Scott Joplin. Our pianist was Michael Boryskin. And before it, we heard the man who brought opera to an audience of millions and who, in 1988, received 165 curtain calls and was applauded for 1 hour and 7 minutes after singing the part of Nemorino in Donizetti's Le Cid d'Amour at the German Opera in Berlin, Germany. Luciano Pavarotti with Nessun Dorma by Puccini and conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra, the John Aldiss Choir and the Wandsworth Schoolboys Choir with Zubin Mehta on Classic FM. The Aurora Orchestra getting together with the Cambridge Singers to be conducted by John Rutter for Brahms. How lovely is thy dwelling place, part of the composer's A German Requiem. Still ahead for you and me this afternoon, a musical fairy tale. And we'll aim to kick up some dust in a barn with our shoes and our special gingham shirts wearing dungarees. It's 24 minutes to three, and later this evening, a chance to unwind with us.
Tonight, drift into an oasis of calm. Calm Classics with Ritula Shah. Peace, tranquility, and the most relaxing music. Listen tonight from 10. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
The overture to Abu Hassan, written by Weber, performed on Classic FM by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and Hirst Stein.
Classic FM.
Alan Menken's music Beauty and the Beast, the conductor Sally Herbert with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, who, as we heard in our 2 o'clock news with Tim, are getting together with one of the founding members of the Grateful Dead later this year at the Royal Albert Hall. That'll be some evening, I would wager. And we also heard Aaron Copeland from Rodeo, four dance episodes, Hoedown, with a real zing from the Colorado Symphony Orchestra under Andrew Litton. 12 minutes to 3 on Classic FM, Beethoven and his Coriolan Overture.
Thank you.
The German Chamber Philharmonic Orchestra, Daniel Harding on the platform for the Coriolan Overture, the music of Beethoven. News and weather coming next on Classic FM, and then we will dive in to Tuesday's Hall of Fame 3 at 3.
Classic FM.
Sail through the heart of historic cities and unforgettable scenery with Viking. Unpack once and get closer to iconic landmarks, local life, and cultural treasures. Because when you experience Europe on a Viking longship, you'll spend less time getting there and more time being there. Learn more at Viking.com. Viking, exploring the world in comfort.
Experience the incredible true story of Welsh icon Richard Burton.
Mr. Burton, I want to be an actor.
On his journey to become one of the greatest actors of all time.
This is the chance to establish yourself as a classical actor in the most prestigious theatre in the world.
Starring BAFTA winner Toby Jones, Leslie Manville and Harry Lawton.
Make something of yourself.
In cinemas April 4th. Find tickets at mrburtonfilm.co.uk.
Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice for energy. Outstanding customer service and which recommended 8 years running. Visit octopus.energy/one.
Have you ever felt like your investment advisor is giving you an off-the-shelf retirement plan? That they just want to put you in a box? But who wants that? At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a box. We create a plan that's just right for you because it's only right for us if it's right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Did you know that RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a common virus that feels and spreads just like a cold? But for older adults, RSV can cause serious complications like pneumonia. But you can help to protect yourself by washing hands and surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options, or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Turn your solo into a duet. Sign up for free to browse profiles and find someone on your wavelength at classicfmromance.com.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Darren could get an offer from a random car dealer. Or sell direct to We Buy Any Car. The dealer could come to his home, kick his tyres, then decide not to buy it. Or he could get a guaranteed sale, leaving more time to take his other half on a romantic getaway. Oh no! Or ooh la la. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the Prime Minister has admitted the cost of living crisis is ongoing as a host of household bills increase from today. But Sir Keir Starmer has promised to make good on his promise to make people feel better off under Labour. Council tax, broadband, energy and water bills are among those due to go up. Stuart Bretherton from Fuel Poverty Actions told us more needs to be done to support people.
In the broad picture, this is 77% higher than we were paying in 2021. So people just can't afford to keep meeting these bills consistently. We've got accumulation of over £4 billion in unpaid energy bills.
The Prime Minister says trade talks between the UK and US are at a well-advanced stage, but Sir Keir Starmer has conceded Britain won't be able to avoid the sweeping tariffs expected from Donald Trump tomorrow. The Justice Secretary has told MPs proposed sentencing guidelines for offenders from minorities sacrifice too much in the pursuit of equality. The Independent Sentencing Council insists the new instructions are necessary and appropriate, but Shabana Mahmood confirmed in the Commons their implementation has been paused while MPs review the proposed changes.
In the pursuit of equality of outcome for different religions and races, should we treat them differently before the eyes of the law and move so far away from an ideal that has underpinned justice in this country for centuries?
We're just hearing a man has died after a police shooting at a railway station. Officers were called to Milton Keynes Central following reports of a man with a gun at lunchtime. A man who believes Strictly judge Shirley Ballas was his aunt has been given a 20-month suspended